maturity of that one.
Yeah, we made a point to it's a short block. There's no chance. They should have
South Tyson.
What? Yeah. Okay. Well, these Tyson are really misprinted. All these Tyson belong on Daf Test. There aren't so many Tyson anymore. It's pre-printed, but okay. Okay, start the second parak. Tyson points out, we said before, that the first parak told us about Me'ilah in Kodesh Psulim, basically, that various Psulim, that they still have Me'ilah. Now we're coming to the Me'ilah in the regular Kodesh Kerem. What's the system of Me'ilah? The basic rule for the next few Mishnah is basically going to tell us the same thing, just in all the different karbonas. There's the kodshim starts with what's called kedushas peh. Every kodshim starts off with kedushas peh when you magdish it. That's one level. Then it goes up to a higher level of kedusha, usually called kedushas haguf. It'll be the second stage, and then will be the third stage when the Me'ilah finishes. Okay, let's see. Chatasoif, Moyalin Bo Mishahu Kedusha. From the time you magnish, that's how the thing starts. You take the oif and you say, Arezo Chatas. That's called Kedusha's Pet. So if you'll be Nene from it, there'll be Me'ilah. Nimloko, once the Malika comes in, it moves up a step. Rashi calls it Toisabo Kedusha, gets what we call Kedusha Saguf. At that point, it's Huchshiro Liposel. Now, Huchshiro is a funny word, it doesn't mean Kosh, but it's ready, it's now up another step. Liposel Bitful Yoim Umchusakipurim Ubalino. Because these psulim don't apply to Kedusha's Peh. Yemagdish Achatas, it's Harezu Achatas. You keep it overnight, it becomes possible. Of course not. I lina. There's no lina on something just with Kedusha's Peh. It's got to have the next level of Kedusha, which generally comes in Behemoth's office with the Shechita. Here it's the Malika that moves you up. Now it's enough cut. It's like more cut if you want to look at it. It now can become possible Belina or Tfulyam Chuskipurim. Tfulyam Chuskipurim. Tfulyam means somebody who. It was Tomei. He went to the mikveh ready, but he's waiting for Harav Shemesh. Tful Yom. Mechus Kippurim is even lesser level. He finished that. There are certain Tmeim that to finish up their Tyre, they have to bring a carb. Zov, Zova, Metzoyra, and Yeledes. That's called Mechus Kippurim. He went to the mikveh, had his Harav Shemesh. He's now waiting to bring his carbon the next morning. We're having this week's parasha. It's called Mechus Kippurim. It's even like a less level of Tumah. Those things, pasal only kodshim. So once it hits Kedushas Haguf, it gets that Dargis Kochim, that it'll become possible. We'll see in the Gemara what that means, possible. It really should be say Tomei, but we'll see Tul Yom Chuskipurim, and it can get Lina. That's the second level. Now the Mishnah is going to tell me, what do you need to stop the Me'ilah? Again, we're talking about Kochim, meaning at what point does the part that goes to the Kohen, I mean, Achatas Oif, everything goes to the Kohen, nothing goes on the Mizbeach. It's an interesting carbon, nothing goes on the Mizbeach, just the Dam. Who's Adomo? Once you have Hazuas Adomo, which is equivalent to Zrika, like we keep on saying, Chayov and Olov, comes those dinim. Becomes Chayv, it becomes Nikva, what they call for Pigal Noisa Vitome, and it loses Me'ilah. So that's your three levels. Kedushas Peh starts Me'ilah. Kedushas Haguf gives you Nifsel Betulyem Chuskipurim Ubelino. And then Who's Adomo? It's like we said before, it's Machmir and Meikul. We said in yesterday's Mishmah. So Chumra that it brings to Pigul Nois of the Tomei is the Kula that it takes Me'ilah off the Chelek HaNechal, which so happens in Achat HaSoif is the whole thing. Yeah, now it's an interesting thing. Usually when you say these things, Hutshri, there's another thing. Usually it's Tul Yoyim Chusakipur, Lina, and Yoytse. Can become possible be Yoytse. Obviously there's no Psul Yoytse before Kedusha Saguf. I raise the chatas, you can say that in Monsi, it doesn't become possible. Lina starts also with Yotzi starts also with Saguf. We'll see in the next Mishnah why it was left out here. Like it could have said Tul Yom Chippur and Lina and Yotzi. Okay.
So from what you
don't
you can only grab for Heter Shita or Shrika because there's no Kavala by Anoif, right?
What?
From here you cannot bring Raya from
Heter. You could, Lachur.
Why? There's no Kavala by Anoif, is there?
There's no Kabbalah, that's true. But Taisa says it would have been good enough. Hukshir al Hazor. Then Malika should do it. If you hold Heter Shechita, right? If you hold Heter Shechita, the Malika should do it. And even if you hold Heter, if you hold Heter Zrika, basically the Malika should do it here. That's how Taisa Taka learns. Taisa is bothered. How do you work in the Odoman Doma? Taka doesn't mean Hut, it means, he says, Kvetch, is that you have to learn a Roy for Hazor. It means not huza, but it became roy lahazor. So he says you have to say that. But kipshuto, it is a right. It's another one of the lists of pashtus. It says that the zrika here. I'm at the rachil of pashtus. What? We're coming. No, we're gonna have this whole paragraph. The first one is chatzot. We're gonna have every single carbon now. We're going to have everything. Just happens to be the first case. Why did Mishnah start with Chatas? So if you want to know. Taisa says, because Chatas is Kedemus Lo'ilah. Taisa should have started with Oila Sa'if, because then everything is Me'ilah. The whole thing goes to Shemaim. But since I have this week's parasha also, Chatas Sa'if, Kedemus Lo'ilah, love, the Mishnah start with Chatas Sa'if. We're going to go through every single carbon that there is. Basically the same exact format. Less. Okay, I don't know. That's how it always goes. That's the expression in the Mishnah. So it was Tful Yom also. Now, if you told me Chuz Kapirim, I might have thought Tful Yom is earlier. What? I'm sorry? It could theoretically be. Here it's a funny fact because the thing is alive. I mean, you can't have Tum on a live thing altogether, but that's a problem. That's the Chorin Mass, the Svasem Mass. What do you mean it's Huchshav to be? Obviously, when it's alive, you can't be a couple of tumor. Nothing can be a couple of tumor. Yeah, but it's. Okay. Now, the Loshenly Puzzle, it's interesting Loshen. What does it mean? Why doesn't it become Tome? Things like, when we say in tumor, Puzzle, what does that mean? Something is Puzzle. She says it's Tome. What it means always is, when I say something is Tome, that means the tumor can go further. That's how it's used. That's a. A person touches a mess. He's Tomei. Because now if he touches somebody else, it becomes Tomei. When you say Puzzle, it means the tumor stops there. So it says here that Li Puzzle, that means, let's say, a Tful Yom touches this thing after Malika, that's the end of the tumor. It can't go further. Now, why is that? Let's see. K'toni Huchshur Li Puzzle B'Tful Yom M'Chusa Kippurim U'Belina. Liposel ain aval letamu yeloi. It becomes posel, but it doesn't become tome. Meaning that this, again, a tful yom touched this chatzoy that you made lulikon, came a tful yom and touched it. Zog the Mishnah, it's posel, it's not tome. Meaning if it'll touch something else, the tumor will not continue. Now that you know, there are medregis in tumor, right? There's Ov, Rishin, and Sheni. Now in Chulin, that's the end of the story. In Truma, there can be a Shlishi. In Kochim, there can be a Revi. Now, what's the status of a Tful Yom? Generally speaking, a Tful Yom is a Sheni, and it makes Truma a Shlishi. But that means, I mean, L'chura, if a Tful Yom touched Kochim, that Kochim should be Shlishi. That Kochim should be able to go one more step. But our Mishnah is not saying that. Our Mishnah is saying Liposel. Meaning the tumor finishes there. So the Gemara Masnisin Mani Rabbonon here. Because we're going to see we have a three-way machloikis here. The Sani. Abushol oimet ful yoim tchilo l'kodesh. When it comes to kochim, tful yoim is a tchilo. Meaning, tchilo means a rishon. Agabe kochim, tful yoim is a rishon. Meaning, when tful yoim touches kochim, that kochim is now a sheni. Can make a shlishi and a revi. The Mishnah is obviously not Abushol, because the Mishnah says when the Tful Yom touches Kochim, it finishes. According to him, go two more steps. Reb Meir Omer Mitamei Es HaKodesh Poitzel Es HaTrumo. If it touches Trumo, it's Kiluktei Sheni, that's the end. The same thing Kochim, it's Mitamei the Kodesh, meaning it's a Sheni, it makes the Kodesh a shlishi. But in Kochim, Shlishi is called Tomei because it can make a Revi. That's Vaiter, not the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says the Kochim that the Tful Yom touches, that's the end of the line. Chachomim Oimrim, Kishem Shu Poisel Mashke Chumo Voichle Chumo, Kachu Poisel Mashke Kodesh Vechle Kodesh. Rabbonon say, just like it's a Sheni, like a Bitrumo, so that's the end of the line, so too, all it can do is make the Kodeshim the end of it, we call it, Revi, whatever they call it, but it can't go further. The kids are, you have a Machloikis here. The Chachomim hold that just like, basically it's full Yom Kippur only Pasel, doesn't matter where it is. Chulin, it doesn't do anything. If it touches Truma, the Truma is Basel. If it touches Kodshim, the Kodshim is Basel. According to Reb Meir, if it touches Kodshim, it makes it a Shlishi and can go further to Revi. According to Abishol, if it touches Kodshim, the Kodshim becomes a Sheni and go Shlishi Revi. Obviously, it's like the Mishnah. I'm sorry to get them all. Our Mishnah is the Rabbanon. Because our Mishnah says that the Kodshim are Basel, I mean the Tumah stops there. That's what it says. Mani Rabbanon. No, yeah, not by Tzul Yom, though. Tzul Yom doesn't have the kayak to go further. No, a regular, yeah. That's Kipshuto. I mean, that's partially what it says here. Comes Rav and says, no, the Mishnah could be Abba Shol too. How could the Mishnah be Abba Shol? Abba Shol said that Tzul Yom is a Rishon like Abba Kodesh. It means you touch Kodesh, it's a Sheni. The state's apostle. So, an interesting thing. This whole business that Abba Shol and their may have more tumor in Tzul Yom Nachom, that's all Midrabbana. Midaraisa, everybody agrees, it stops. And the Mishnah, unusual, the Mishnah is talking Midaraisa. So the Mishnah could be Abba Shol, but the Mishnah is talking Midaraisa. And this Chumrah of Rishon or Sheni in Kodeshim, that's a Chumrah Rabbana. Omar Ravo, La Abba Shol, the Mishnah could be Abba Shol too. Nami, they put in. La Abba Shol, Nami, the Mishnah could be him too. Maila also be Kodeshim, that's a Maila they made in Tumah, they don't usually call it Chumrah, they call it a Maila. Maila also bekotchim, that what? Shavinu Rabbonon l'tful yoim k'rishin. The Rabbonon said that by kotchim, he has a Chumrah of a Rishin. L'Rav Meir k'oichel sheni, meaning that it can make a Shlishi. L'Rabbonon came into Toval, since he went into the mikveh, kolash tumoso, it's a shvacha tumah, posel, mashvei, tomei l'mashvei, more than that they didn't do. Meaning, Rav is saying, you're right, the Mishnah says a Tful Yom makes Posel and Kodeshim. But the truth is, that's true according to everybody, Midai Raisa. This that Abba Shol and Rabbonon, the Rameya add on, that's the Rabbonon. Mela, we could say that the Mishnah is Abba Shol also. It's a strange thing, and the Mishnah is telling us only the Dindai Raisa. A little bit funny, but that's what Rav wants to say. Good. Okay. Who's a domo chayovim? Now the words Mamish begin to repeat what it said before. We have the same problem here. It says here, who's a domo? You make a zoya sadam is ein bo milo. Mamish, the same kashig Mari asked yesterday. What do you mean ein bo milo? It's mashma ein bo milo, but it's also. What do you mean also? After hazor, the kainim are supposed to eat the carb. It's the exact same kashig we asked yesterday. But yeah. Exact kashya, same terror. It's milu the lek of lisuri hiko vamai homamoyne de koyinim. It's a mamish, exactly the same words with the same difficulty. Safoni loshim one of the koyinim. It's not the point. It means at that point you have the mitzvah of ochlu samashikubabayim. They're supposed to eat it. What do you mean ein bom ein moyelin bo? You could have told me a much stronger loshim. Zogdi more exactly the terror we said yesterday. Omre pchanin al yoytsin verbakivi domes vigamelis li yoytsin lavasachti loy. It's talking. Yitaki can't eat it because we're talking in a case of Yoytze. And Yoytze you can't eat. Either Zerika, the Zerika shouldn't work altogether. The Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. And Zerika Moelis L'Yoytze. But Enochanami, it's still awesome because it's Yoytze, like we said. Rabbi Akiva only said the Zerika helps to make, what do you call it, Pigal Nice of a Tomei and take off Me'ila. But of course it doesn't work to make it Mutar to eat. It's Yoytze. It's a very strange. Achorei Namask. I mean, why do I need two Mishnayos in a row to tell me? That's why I'm exactly the same thing. Tell me exactly the same thing. Okay, let's think again more. Now we come to Tzant and Shmuz here. We mentioned once in Chatas O'Oif, that's one of the differences between Chatas O'Oif and Oilas O'Oif. In Chatas O'Oif, there's really two parts. There's two parts to the dam. First, you have to make Hazoya Sadam. You take the O'Oif and you spritz the dam. And then you make mitzui. It's two steps over here. First hazor. This one's we'll see the post. Here. V'hizo midam achatas al kira mizbeach. V'hanisha badam yimotzei al yisera mizbeach. Hazo and mitzu. Now, it's a mitzu is an interesting thing. Usually we understand, Emes is a steer in Rashi's. Usually we understand mitzu to mean, you have the bird in your hand, right? A bird in hand. Anyway, you made your hazoi. What do you do now? Is Rashi and Zvochim, that's usually how they learn, means you then take the bird and you smush it up against the wall of the Mizbeach and the dam drips down to the Isot. See, Rashi Menachas Dav Beis says different. Rashi Menachas Dav Beis says, you hold the oif in your hand like this, you squeeze it with his fingers, the Kohen, and the dam spritzes out to the Yisrael HaMizbeach. It's good to know, two Rashi's there. Generally speaking, people understand it to mean, you know, bring it close and meet to shmush it like that. Okay, but whatever it is. Now, so therefore, in Chatos, you have two things. You have Hazor and Mitzui. So what would you say is equivalent to Zrika in of animal? Hazor and Mitzui. So that means, I mean, so what should take you out of Me'ilah? Mitzui, not Hazor. Hazor is the first. You have two parts here. You have Hazor and Mitzui. Now the Mishnah is strange. The Mishnah says, Huzo Domo. It should have said, Nimtzo Domo. Oh, let me say, let's look at the Gemara. Let's see what wants to know now. But that's how the Gemara starts. What about Huzo? What happened to Mitzui over here? Omar Rafuna Omar Rav. Mitzui Chatos Einam Akif. You see from the Mishnah that Mitzui, what do you call it? Mitzui is not Ma'akev. Because if Mitzui would be Ma'akev, that means the Voida is Hazor with Mitzui. That means what finishes up Mila? What brings Pigol Nice with Torah? Mitzui, not Hazor. But the Mishnah say that. The Mishnah says, who's a domo? So you see from there, Mitzui is not Ma'akev. Okay?
It's not Ma'akev, obviously. No, the Meila part of the.
It's not Ma'akev Bechlal. It's not Ma'akev Bechlal. Yeah, the Mitzui Bechlal is not Ma'akev. It's a mitzvah to do it. But it's not Ma'akev. Look at the Rashi. Came to Huzo, Afapisha lo Mitzo, Nasis Mitzvoso. Yotze de Milo, Chaim Shimaz Mitome, Vyotze Nami de Chavoso, de Ma'akev Akapor. It's like you wouldn't do Akhtar Semurim. Nothing is affected, nothing matters. A matter of fact, you have to do it. It's a mitzvah to do it. If you didn't do it, nothing changes. Azeizok Lafuno, Mitzu Chatasof, Eino Ma'akev. Why? The Tony Rav, because Rav learned on Mishnah like we have it. Who's a domo? So you see, the critical thing, the crucial thing is Hazoya, Nisht Mitzui. Okay? Ravada Barahavo, my Rav, Mitzui Chatas Makev. I'm sorry, you're wrong. Ritzu Chatas Makev. What we do with the Mishnah? You change it. Tony Rav, Mitzu domo. Rav had in the Mishnah, Mitzu domo. Okay, we have a Machloikis Amoroim now. Support Machloikis, whether Mitzui Chatos is Ma'akev or not. And accordingly, you're going to have to learn this Mishnah. If your Mitzui is not Ma'akev, we take the Mishnah like it says by us. Who's a domo? If you say Mitzui is Ma'akev, Avada, you need Mitzui, you'll have to change the Mishnah. Did he mean that the Gears is wrong in the Mishnah? Did he mean that's what it means? Who's a, but in point of fact, the Mishnah means Mitzui domo. Okay, now. Toshma. V'hanisha badam. Back to that pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'hizo midam achatos al kira mizbeach, v'hanisha badam what's left yimotze yisora mizbeach chatos hu." So the more like this. Toshma. V'hanisha badam yimotze al yisora mizbeach. Chatos who? He says, Shishbe Chatos who? Zog the Gemara like this. It's interesting the way the Gemara deals with it. Bishma Rabba Harabahava, Bishma Koy Rabahava, that means his Ma'akev. I understand the pasuk. Hanisha Badam, Yimotzim Seva Chatos who? That makes it for a Chatos, meaning the Mitzui is critical to the Chatos who? Bishma Rabahava, Hainu de Seva Nisha Badam. It puts an aval gav denisha yimotze chatos he. That makes it for a chatos, meaning it's ma'akev. Mitzui is what's called chatos. But le Rav Huna, my vanisha. What does it mean to say vanisha yimotze chatos hu? That's not critical to the chatos. It's the Gemara ki the Tanya devei Rabbi Shmuel. What it means is vanisha, we learn it not vanisha, even though it's left over, you must do it, and that makes the chatos. No, it's the other way. Vehanisha. If there happens to be something left, make mitzui. Shim nishar, sheim nishar. If there happens, oh. Now, umay chatosu, so what does the Torah mean to say chatosu? Where's mat? Aresha. It's like going back. It's like a parenthesis. You have the whole thing. Molak, lo yavdil, hizo, kama. But if there's anything left, make mitzui. Kama. Chatosu, back to what I told you before. That's how the Gemara does it. So basically, we're coming down now. Okay, machloikis amayroim. We have a machloikis amayroim. Rav Huna holds mitzui is not ma'akev. Rav Arba Hava holds mitzui is ma'akev. Now we now have a braisa that Rabbi Shmuel holds mitzui is not ma'akev, which is still a problem. You just told me it's a machloikis amayroim, and now you're bringing me a braisa that mitzui ain't a ma'akev. But we're going to see in a minute, at the end, there's going to be another braisa going the other way, so it'll be all right. But it's an interesting thing. What does it mean, mitzui ain't a ma'akev? Take a look at the Rashi there. Where is it? Imnisha. Yeah, the Rashi, ilicha the ton of the very Bishuva, Klomar. Imnisha min adam mitzolasas mitzui. Avolim lo nishar. Lomakev, the mitzvah nakev. Tais learns that way too. Meaning that's how you read the pasuk. If there's something left in the bird, make mitzui. And if there's nothing left, okay, that's it. You can go home early. That's how we learn the pasuk. The Chofetz Chaim points out an interesting thing over here. Let's say by mincha, we have a famous rule, mincha, right? Blil in a mincha. Blil in a mincha is not ma'akev, right? If you don't mix it, it's not ma'akev. But Ever Bzeiru is a famous halacha. As called Sharoy Labila in Bila Makivbo. But if it's not Roy Labila, it's no good. Meaning, if you put in 61, I mean, it's the 61 Israelis flour, it ain't Luke Shemin. That's not mixable. I didn't have KitchenAid mixes then. It's not mixable. And that's a possible. I Mila's not Makivbo. Bila's not Makivbo, but you need Roy Labila. That's a rule that became famous in the Gemara. Now, Lechura, I would have said the same thing here. Mitzui is not ma'akev, but you should need roil a mitzui. Following that rule, which would mean, if I made hazor sadam and there's nothing left of the neck of the bird, it should be possible. But points out the Chofetz Chaim, Rashi and Tosfos state, not that one. Here, he doesn't explain it, he just points out, you should know, here is different for some reason. Here, you don't even need roil a mitzui. If there's nothing left and I can't make mitzui, it's also good. It's an interesting point that he doesn't explain anything, he just points it out, here is different than the standard. Before Rashi tells you, they say before that way. Okay, let's continue. Good, so we have a machloikis. You're telling me now that the mitzvah and the makif people are going to learn the pasuk ve'anishar, not that which is left, you must do something, but if there's something left, and if not, I don't care either. I'll show you not a similar thing, it's not that way. Elamiat gabi mincha state a very similar word. You say v'hanoseres, what's left over, right? You make mitzah, and what's left, it occur, and I mean it. V'hanoseres, it's basically the same thing as anish. What's left over? Hochanami, you're going to tell me she'imni toisar? If there's something left, meaning it doesn't have to be shirayim. That's how you're going to learn it over there. V'chitei hochanami v'otanyo ma'braisa misolto mishamno al kol v'noso. Prat shechisra solto v'chisra shamna v'chisra levanoso. What happened? How do you make a mincha? You have the whole thing together. You take the kmitza, right? You put the kmitza on the mizbeh. This stuff is called shirayim, right? Once you put up the kmitza, that's like the zrika. This stuff becomes muta, right? What's about chisra hashirayim ben kmitza laktora? Right? You made the kmitza. You're on your way over to make that ktora. Some of the shirayim disappear. Some of it gets eaten, gets destroyed. Chisra shirayim. Ben Kmitza Laktor. What's the din over there? Happens to be a din. Happens to be a machloikis in Menachas Daftes. What do you do? One man dama holds you make the Kmitza, you make the Aktor anyway. And one says, no, that's the end of the Mincha. But everybody agrees that the Shirayim are also to eat. You say, what happened there? You made Kmitza. Before you made Aktor, it's a Kmitza. Part of the Shirayim disappeared. Says machloek is what I should continue with the kmitza. But everybody holds, even if I make the kmitza, the shirayim are also to eat. It's called chisru shirayim. But kmitza lak Torah is no good in the shirayim. So that means what? That I have to have that neseris. I don't learn the pasuk v'hanaseris. If there's something left over, and if not, I don't care. You don't learn that way. You say you taka have to have the leftover. So you should learn the same thing here. V'hanisha, you have to have something left over. You're telling me mitzvah ma'ake. Unmeila, what's made v'hanisha im nishar? So then learn v'hanaseris im noisar. But it's not that way. We have a price that nobody's chalik on that. Misolta misham na kol v'enosa. Prat shechisru solta v'chisru sham na v'chisru v'enosa. So the Gemara, Amri Hosam, Ksiv Anoiseres, Kro Yisera, Ksiv. It says twice Anoiseres, once in Vayikra, and once in Tzav. So it's another posse. There everybody will agree, Anoiseres means Anoiseres. Mosiv Abu de Shmuel, Lerafuna. That's a Mishnah's Voch. Echot Chat now. Chatasov is this question, Hazo and Mitzvi. What's Oilasov? Oilasov has only Mitzvi, there's no Hazo. In Oilasov, that's all there is, Mitzvi. Look what it says here. Now, again, let's go back to what we said. Another nafkemina in Mitzvah Ma'akev will be as follows. A guy made the Hazor. Now, be'ez the Mitzui, he had a machsheves chutz l'zmanui. Will that be pigul or not? Says the Gemara, that should be totally on this machloikis. If Mitzvah Ma'akev hashteitzan, that's not what it says. If it's already afterwards, so it's like haktoras emurim. There's no more machsheves apigul. Let's see what it says there. Echad chatus oif, echad oilas oif, shemolkon, umitza domon, chutzle mekoimon, posl vein bokores, chutzle zmanon, pigul, vichayovna of kores. What shtey dalton? Shtey dalton that in mitzui, there's machsheves pigul, in chatus oif, and in oilas oif. Oilas oif, of course, that's all there is. But in chatus oif, it should depend on this machloikis. Chus haklore raya, terafuna, that mitzis makif. Ktoni mias mitzo domon, meaning, and Rashi fills in alma de mitzu nami maaki bechata sa oif. Hoyle motzi mefagel boy, kemoi bahazo. So Gadav is staying, chata sa oif, shehuzo, hoyle sa oif, shemolak, chutzum koi. Fine. Hu moisiv lo mufarik lo. Let's start in ktoni. We do that sometimes. Enoch and Nami. The Mitzui, the Mishnah is talking about two things. Chatzoif and Oilasov. So it says Mitzui. Because Mitzui goes, Mitzui covers for the oil, but Enoch and Nami, that's not going on Chatzoif. That's going back on Oilasov. And Chatzoif will have to be Behazor. A big doichak. This is a very big doichak. Zogdechov Etzraim. That's why the Rambam, Paskins, Mitzmakiv, because if the pshut or the raya is with Ravuna, the pashas of this mission in Zvachim says that Mitzmakiv. Sashin itchik. The raya got a pashas of Mitzmakiv, but the Ram pashas Mitzmakiv. Oh, now we're back to where we started. We did say we have a machlokes amoyroim. Ravuna holds Mitzmakiv. Ain't a makiv? I'm sorry. Yeah, man. It's like Ravada Barahav. I'm sorry. Correct. Mitzmakiv. Ravuna is Mitzmakiv. Ain't a makiv. Sorry, the other way. Right. Good. Can't tell the players without a scorecard. But anyway. So anyway, well, we have Machloekes Rav Huna Vadabar Havo. Rav Huna said Mitzvah Ein Ma'akev. Rav Huna said Mitzvah Ma'akev. But we have a Tana Rebbe Shmuel, who said Mitzvah Ein Ma'akev, because he learned the pasuk in that funny way. Im Nisha. Shrei Gemara, I don't understand. We have a steer in Rebbe Shmuel himself. You're telling me. The Brisa says over here, Tana Rebbe Shmuel, Mitzvah Ein Ma'akev. Look what we have over here. Gufa. Tonadvei Rabbi Shmuel, Shem Nisha Badam, Min Mitzvah Ein Ma'akev, for Tonadvei Rabbi Shmuel Hosom, Shiairim Akvin. In Zvochim Nun Beis, Psagansu Sugi, whatever it is, there's a big braisa there, with a machloikis of Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel, Shiraim Ma'akvin, Shiraim Ein Ma'akvin. Rabbi Akiva says Shiraim Ein Ma'akvin, Rabbi Shmuel says Shiraim Ma'akvin. Shaz, what do they mean? Someone thought they meant Shlicha Shirayim. At the end of the day, Rav Papa says, Shirayim, what we call, meaning the Shirayim at Adam, the son of the, everybody holds Ein Ma'akvin. What's their machloikis? Mitzui Bachatasoiv. When Rabbi Kiva meant Shirayim Ein Ma'akvin, he meant to say Mitzui Ein Ma'akvin. And Rabbi Shmuel, when he says Shirayim Ma'akvin, meant Mitzui Ma'akvin. So whatever this comes out, that the Rebbe Shmuel holds Mitzvah Ma'akev over there. This Brisa says clearly that the Rebbe Shmuel holds Mitzvah Ma'akev. Stam Astir and Rebbe Shmuel. Gufo, Tonadvei Rebbe Shmuel, Shem Nisha B'dam, meaning Mitzvah Ma'akev, which Rav Papa says, that the machloig is not talking about the regular shrine, it's talking about mitzichatas oif, and Rishon is the one who says ma'akev, and for the Gemara, treitranoi, I'll leave the Rabbi Shmuel. You have it sometimes. Machloig is good for what Rabbi Shmuel said. Now, at the end of the day, that helps us from before. Because that's wearing a mask over there. You have a machloek zafun and rabba barahara. You have a brayser that meets in a market. We can't design. There it says we now have a machloek stanoim also. It's a machloek stanoim with a machloek samoyroim. So each amoy will go with that brayser. Then the nara paskins are nesek. The ram paskins meets in ma'akev. Because the pashtis, that's how we go pashtis and the mishnah is with him.